hot apps. And for this week only, you give me 4 minutes and I'll give you 4 hot apps. This week, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to showcase the top 4 apps left in Windows Phone Next App Star. Now, for those of you that haven't been following the competition, it started with over 9,000 competing apps submitted by developers from 79 countries. The top 64 apps have been facing each other in head-to-head matchups in which you can vote on Facebook to decide who moves forward. The grand champion app will be featured in a primetime television commercial. Now, each round has had some awesome prizes, like new phones, wireless chargers and speakers, laptops, and now a featured spot on this show. But if you want to get in on the voting action, you better hurry. You only have until April 8th to decide who wins. Oh, and did I mention we're raffling off a Lumia 920 every day to encourage voting? So check them out at nas.newpp.it and vote now. On to the final 4. First up is Amazing Weather HD. It's built by 3 brothers, Iyad, Imad, and Ziad Ejilid, who work together over Skype from Australia and Jordan. Now, can we talk about the weather? Well, yes we can. And with this app, we can enjoy it with beautiful visualizations and dynamic lock screens with actually 2 different screens. In addition to all the weather data and alerts, the tiles are just amazing. They're beautiful, live, resizable, and configurable for each location. You want your weather reports quick, fun, and tailored to you, and that's exactly what you'll get with this app. Who knew the weather could be so cool? All right, next up is ProShot. This one is built by Eddie Cazelli from Roseville, California, and it's for the real photography buffs out there. It turns your camera phone into something that would compete with the heavy DSLRs. With this app, you can tweak and adjust pretty much everything. Exposure, white balance, focus, shutter speed. Plus, you get the features of a high-end camera like grid lines, burst shot, and time-lapse mode. If you're into photography, or you simply want to try out a few things and learn, this app won't disappoint you. All right, next up is Wikipedia by Rudy Hune out of Rennes, France. Now, everybody loves Wikipedia, right? All that community-driven information right at your fingertips is so much power. Well, with this app, and by the way, it's the yellow Wikipedia app, because, you know, there's several, you can not only get all the info, but tons of customizable features like changing the app color, font size, or language. You can share with one touch, and there's even an offline mode in case you want to do some reading without an internet connection. Wikipedia is already a great resource, and this app makes the experience a lot more fun. All right, last up is Voice Translator by Sergey Spinolabov out of Waltham, Massachusetts. Are you a world traveler? Are you trying to learn another language? Whatever your reason is, the voice translator actually listens to somebody speak in over 50 languages and then translates it back to whatever language you want. You can even type in what you want to translate and then have the app speak it back to you. It's simple to use and will definitely come in handy if you're lost in a foreign land, which actually happens to me more often than I think. All right, that's it for this week. We'll come back next week for more hot apps, and don't forget to vote for your favorite app from this episode.